Casso, the only catcher that did not get into the ball game last night for Wisconsin Rapids. Christian Webb got the start. Duggar finished the final three innings. A righty-on-righty battle, mid-bond set. The first pitch, fastball, fouled straight back just above our setup here. Count begins nothing and one. Casso playing in his 10th game as a Raptor, four hits and 23 at-bats, 174 average, but he's got three hits in his last two games. Start off his tenure in Wisconsin Rapids, 1-for-19. A one breaking ball on the outside corner called a strike. Casso, that big two-run homer in game one of the doubleheader 6 days ago at home against Kalamazoo, giving the Raptors a 2-1 lead. At bottom of the fourth inning. No balls, two strikes, the count, runner on second, the payoff. Back to the off-speed, or mid-bond, missing off the plate there for ball one. Casso, a second-half addition, made his Raptor debut back on July 7th. That 20-3 loss from Athletic Park against the Wausau Woodchucks. 1-2. Three straight breaking balls. That slider diving out in front of the plate, missing in the left-handed batter's box for ball two. Michael Branson, the right-handed hitting shortstop in the Raptor on deck circle, hitting out of the nine hole today. 2-2, fastball missing outside, kicks off the glove of Tyler Stack. Taking third is Cashel Duggar. Casso's worked it from 0-2 to full, two away, a runner 90 feet away for Wisconsin Rapids, trailing 4-0 here in the top of the second inning in Fond du Lac. Mid-bond looking for his second consecutive punch-out. Casso taps the 3-2 fastball straight back. We'll do it again. Trying to work a count here. The St. Norbert product working in his third ball game of the summer. Had a large sample size of work in his second season of Division III baseball this past spring. Next 3-2. Fastball. This is outside for ball four. Seven-pitch walk to Gabe Casso. Patient eye there. A borderline pitch going in favor of the Raptors. On the corners with two down for Tommy Goldbranson. The Newport Beach, California native. One hit in his first 16 at-bats as a Raptor. Now playing in his sixth ball game. The Northwoods League this summer swinging away at the first pitch. On the ground to third. Loving that one cleanly is Angel. He'll throw to second in time. An inning ending 5-4, fielder's choice. Raptors can't push anything across here in the second inning. It is 4-0 Dock Spiders. We head to the home half right here from Hare Baker Field on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources...
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to share two insights from the National Consumer Law Center on medical debt. First, never pay medical debt with borrowed money or credit. According to the NCLC, unlike credit card debt, medical debt will often carry low or no interest payments or late charges. So don't take out a second mortgage to pay it off and never put medical debt on your credit card. Second, treat medical debt as a lower priority debt to be paid only after you pay your mortgage, your car loan, or things with higher interest. Now, the NCLC isn't saying you never have to pay your debt off or that there aren't consequences to not paying it. Just be smart about what you pay when and don't use something with a higher interest rate to pay something with a lower interest rate, like medical debt. For more Everyday Money tips, text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. Until next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
9-1-2 for Fond du Lac here in the bottom of the second inning from Hare Baker Field on locally grown radio, WFHR. Andy Ockham returning to you here for the final road game of Rafters baseball in this 2024 Northwoods League season. Noah Willingham back to the mound. First pitch to Drew Howard. A fastball that's right in there for a called strike. Howard, a right-handed hitting second baseman, also hit ninth and played second an evening ago when these two teams squared off at Winter Field. A one pitch, fouled straight back by Howard. Count now nothing at two. It's a multi-hit game for Howard. Singled in innings 3 and 4 and scored both times. This 4-0 Doc Spiners, 4 runs, 4 hits and an error for Fondi. No runs on a hit and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. 0-2 fastball, misses up and in for ball one. Willingham, 2 seasons at Williams Baptist, threw 167 innings in those two campaigns. The 1-2 breaking ball misses down in the dirt to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. His most recent season, a 3.23 ERA and 83 and two-thirds innings pitched. Started 13 of the 15 games he appeared in. Noah gets the signs from Duggar, his 2-2. He got him swinging. Willingham climbing the ladder on that fastball, one down here in the second. Preston Knott wasted no time to begin the ballgame offensively for Fond du Lac a frame ago. First pitch he saw from Noah Willingham, slashed it in the air to left center, found his way on third base. Was a double, and then a fielding error from Aiden Teal allowed Knott to move an extra 90 feet. First pitch from the rafter, right-hander. Off speed on the inside corner, called a strike. Willingham's K per 9 skyrocketed in between seasons at Williams Baptist. Went from a 6.05 in 2023 to a 9.25 in 2024. A one misses low and inside to even the count at a ball and a strike. His whip pretty similar between both seasons, 1.33 2 years ago, and this past spring a 1.34. Count even at 1-1, 11 on the pitch clock. Willingham rocks and fires. Fastball missing off the plate for ball two. The Rats and Rockers to close out the season. Friday, Saturday, a couple firework days at Winter Field. Fun way to finish the summer at historic Winter Field. 2-1 the count. Next offering on the outside corner for a fastball that's called a strike. Count even 2-2. Not an evening ago. Out of the 3 spot, had an RBI single in the 3rd inning, his lone hit of the contest. Willingham's 2-2. Popped up in the air, left side of the infield. The shortstop, Tommy Gulbranson, taking charge, calling off Jorge Degatti to make the catch. 2 up, 2 down in the bottom of the 2nd inning, and it brings up Drew Berrigan. Berrigan seeing Rafter pitching really well the last 2 days. Smacked an RBI double an inning ago and later scored. A 3-hit ball game for him last night. As a 765 OPS entering play today. First pitch from Willingham misses inside for ball one. Berrigan getting on base at a 362 clip entering tonight. Been here since day one as the redshirt sophomore from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical. 1-0 fastball, fouled straight back, count evens at a ball and a strike. Berrigan played in 41 games a summer ago for Fond du Lac and struggled, hit 197 in 147 at-bats. Try a 315 average in 260 at-bats this summer. The 1-1 chopped on the ground over to second. Being patient with it is Dalton Fiveash. He gloves and throws to first in time. It's a 1-2-3 bottom of the 2nd inning for Noah Willingham. We head to the 3rd here in Fond du Lac. It's the Dock Spiders 4 and the Rafters nothing right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also...
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It is the top of the order for the Rats here in the third inning. 4-0 Dock Spiders from Harebaker Field on WFHR. Back on the mound, Jace Midbon. First pitch to Aiden Teal on the outside corner is called a strike. Indy Ockham returning two here for locally grown radio. Fond du Lac, 4 runs on 4 hits and an error. No runs on a hit and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. The 0-1 to Teal, fouled straight back. Count nothing at 2. Teal a ground out to Drew Howard over at second base. Back in the first inning. Teal, a 410 hitter in his last 10 games, hitting 375 in his last 5. The 0-2 misses outside. Video game numbers for the Virginia Cavalier. It's a real bummer. We've been saying it all season that he wasn't able to join the team any sooner, because if so, he'd be in the conversation for Northwoods League MVP. 4-11 average in 37 games. It's the 1-2 pitch, misses low and outside to even the count. Teal, the only Rafter with double-digit home runs on the season, 11 long balls to go with 42 RBIs, his OPS just north of 1,200. The 2-2 misses up and away, count drawn full here for Aiden. He's slugging .723 and getting on base at a .478 clip. Has 11 doubles out of his 58 hits. 3-2 popped up in the air, shallow left. That is Gus Walker coming in, Drew Berrigan drawing out. Drew Berrigan, the shortstop, overran the pop-up. Jumps back the other way, falls down to the turf, and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. It'll be Jorge Degatti into the right-handed batter's box. He's got the lone Rafter hit, singling back in the first. Degatti now hits in 7 straight ball games thanks to that first inning knock. First pitch he sees from Midbon is an off-speed delivery, missing the outer edge for ball one. Make it 55 games for Degatti now in his second season as a Rafter. 1-0 fastball misses low and out for ball two. Led the team in average last year, 39 ball games played in, hit .328. He's hitting .310. Last night collected his 200th AB of the summer. The 2-0 misses low and inside for ball three. Gotti's seeing numbers climb from season to season. That's impressive, too, especially having a bigger sample size. The 3-0 misses down in the dirt for ball four. Multiple times aboard in the ballgame here for Jorge Degatti. A 4-pitch walk brings up Orlando Lordoy. Rafter fans, your place to stay this summer when watching the team from out of town is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay. Bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area. They're covered at the Cobblestone. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites, Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch, breaking ball to Orlando Lordoy. Misses out in the right-handed batter's box for ball one. Lordoy reached in the first inning on a catcher's interference. Was a base hit to center field, but home plate umpire Manalo Alejandro taking that knock away, with Tyler Stack getting involved in that hit as the 1-0 delivery misses inside for ball two. And now a mound meeting will be had for one of the members of the Fond du Lac staff and the right-hander, Chase Mitbon. Six straight balls thrown. They're working two scoreless thus far here for the Dock Spiders against Wisconsin Rapids tonight. Rafter fans, this summer, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, check out visitwisrapids.com for more information on the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Fond du Lac getting all four of their runs in the bottom of the first inning off Rafter right-hander Noah Willingham. They sent eight to the plate. Runs driven in on doubles from Drew Berrigan and Cade Shapiro. Also an RBI single from Tyler Stack and an RBI ground out off the bat of their left fielder, Gus Walker. Everyone back in their posts. A 2-0 pitch coming in here to the Faulkner product, Orlando Lordoy. Base side of the rubber, Mitbon set, here it comes. Fastball missing outside for ball three. Wisconsin Rapids, a three-game winning streak snapped last night at Winterfield. After winning Sunday against Green Bay and taking both games in that Minnesota series. The 3-0 misses the zone for ball four. Back-to-back four-pitch walks from Mitbon, and the batter is Walker Buchanan. Buchanan, 6-4-3, inning-ending double play back in the first. Now playing in his 44th game of the summer is Walker. Five hits, just five straight games with a hit. The right-handed hitting Buchanan. First pitch to him. Fastball right down the chute for a called strike. In that hitting streak, Buchanan has driven in 10 runs. Five of those being Tuesday night at home against Minnesota. The 0-1. Off speed, tapped foul. Just to the right of the Fond du Lac dugout. Count nothing and two on the Rafter left fielder. Buchanan joined in the middle of June to this club. He's been here for a while. One of the longer stayed Rafters here this season, now with a lot of departures in the last couple of weeks. No two-pitch misses off the plate for ball one. Made his debut at the Duck Pond on June 14th in that 15-2 Rafter loss to the Mallards. Walker went 2-for-4, though, with a couple of base hits. 1-2 the count, Mitbon set, rocks and fires. In the air, right field. Chasing out near the gap, Strickler's unable to get it. He's going to roll all the way to the wall. Two runs are going to come in to score. Buchanan looking for three. The cutoff throw into Howard to third base is not in time. It is a two-run triple for Walker Buchanan. His second three-bagger of the season gets the Rafters on the board. It is 4-2. Just one away in the inning. It brings up Cashel Duggar. Duggar drew a four-pitch walk to lead off the second inning. Yet to record an at-bat in the ballgame. First pitch misses outside for ball one. For Mitbon, this will be his 20th pitch of the inning. He's now fired 55 in the ballgame. A righty-on-righty starter matchup here tonight, Willingham and Mitbon. 1-0 runs inside and hits Cashel right on the calf. He's aboard for the second time in as many innings, and it brings up Landon Gads. Starting to see a couple bodies sprint down the left field line toward that Fond du Lac bullpen. Someone could be getting up in a hurry. Landon Gads a ground out to the shortstop, Drew Berrigan a frame ago. Something I mentioned last night, I know Cullen Kapoor did as well over on the TV side on Northwoods League Plus. Gads struggling in his last 10 and his last 5 games. Hitting 133, just 2 hits in his last 15 at-bats. So he's 1-for-9 in his last 5 games. The first pitch to Gallows on the inside corner is called a strike. Midbon a chance to get out of the inning if he can get Gaz to roll over on one here. The 0-1. It was slider and it misses outside to even the count. Big two-run triple for Walker Buchanan. His other triple this season also came here at Hare Baker Field against the Dock Spiders, if my memory serves correct. 1-1, fake steal from Duggar. Fastball missing low and outside. Now that we mentioned that, I do want to check that, because that would be pretty cool if I'm able to remember that. That wouldn't shock me. My brain works in very weird ways. In terms of when he picked up, and it was, yeah, June 29th. It was right before the game got suspended until that Saturday, because we weren't able to play 5 innings due to weather. Gaz in the driver's seat here. The count, 2-2. Tyler Stack and Cade Shapiro, the catcher and first baseman, making their way out to the hill. A quick chat with Jace Midbon. Raptors fighting back in the ball game. They had the tying run on base. The right-hander's 2-1 delivery. Fastball missing low and outside for 3. Gaz looking to drive that middle fastball here. Moore Park, California native. Being just under 224 games as a Rat. 3-1 fastball right on the outside corner for a called strike. 14 hits and 71 at-bats for Landon entering tonight. Long pause for the right-hander, Midbon the 3-2. Duggar takes off for second. Gaz, a cue shot off the bat right down the first baseline in foul territory. Another full count delivery coming here in this battle. For Gaz, back-to-back games where he has punched out twice. Had a stretch between the 31st of July and August 4th where he did not see any action. Ever since that August 5th Monday night game against Minnesota, he's been in the card every day. The next 3-2, Duggar takes off, Gaz swats that one into left field. It will dunk down in front of Walker for a base hit. Buchanan scores. It's a 3-run top of the third for Wisconsin Rapids. A huge, much-needed RBI single from Landon Gaz. His 8th RBI of the season makes it a 1-run contest. Still one out. It brings up Dalton Fiveash. Douglas Coe making his way to the mound. Could be having a pitching change here, and we are. So bottom third of this Rafter order will face a new arm. Entering the fray, another right-hander for Fond du Lac. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes from Hare Baker Field for this pitching change. 4-3 the score right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to. Or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
New pitcher into the ballgame for Fond du Lac as we return for the bottom of the third inning from Herr Baker Field. That is the right-hander from the Woodlands, Texas, and Lawrence University, Brandon Brust. Two aboard, one out. Raptors have played at three here in the top of inning three. Getting used to being at Witterfield. My apologies. Andy Ockham here for locally grown radio as the first pitch from the right-hander to Dalton Fiveash misses inside for ball one. Used to being at home. I mean, heck, five of our final six games of the season are at home. The 1-0 delivery fouled away from the Raptors' second baseman down the third base side. Dalton struck out swinging back in the second inning. For Jace Midbaum, the starter tonight for Fond du Lac, the right-hander of St. Norbert, 2 1/3. 3 hits, 4 walks, a punch-out, 63 pitches, all three of his runs being earned. Responsible for the two runners on the bags right now. 1-1 pitch from the right-hander, Brust, misses away. As Landon Gaz on first, an RBI single, a much-needed hit for the UC Irvine Anteater. Really struggling here in the last week and a half or so. Out on second is Cashel Duggar. The 2-1 from Brust. Breaking ball in the air to center. Preston Knott coming in on it to make the catch. Two down here in the third, and the batter is Gabe Casso. For Brust, this is his seventh appearance of the season, has a 1-2 record and 20 innings pitched. 5.85 ERA and a 1.60 whip for the right-hander. Last worked 5 shutout innings here at home against La Crosse back on August 3rd in a 7-4 victory. Got the win. 3 hits allowed. 2 walks and 3 punch-outs facing 20 logger hitters. First pitch breaking ball to Casso, flipped right over the plate for a called strike. Hasn't allowed an earned run in his last 2 outings. Also worked 3 frames at Duluth on July 28th and allowed 2 hits. A 1-off speed in the air, shallow right. Coming in on it is Strickler to make the catch and retire this side. So Brandon Brust on mop-up duty gets out of the jam for Jace Midbaum. We head to the bottom of the third inning in Fond du Lac. It is 4-3 Dock Spiders right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is the safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom three here in Fond du Lac. It is 4-3 Dock Spiders on locally grown radio, WFHR. Noah Willingham back to the mound for the Rafters. First pitch to Travis Strickler. This is down in the dirt for ball one. Andy Ockham returning to you here. The visiting media space of Hare Baker Field. Raptors putting up three in the top half of this inning to make it just a one-run ball game. Willingham's 1-0, misses up and away. Count evens, should say, moves to two balls and no strikes. Willingham a 1-2-3 second inning after allowing all four Raptor or Fond du Lac runs back in the first inning, sending eight to the plate. 2-0. Strickler cuts right through that fastball, count now 2-1. 3-4-5 in the inning for Fond du Lac. Strickler drew a five-pitch walk and scored back in the first. Willingham out of the windup, down the count, 2-1 his next delivery. This is up and away for ball three. Two-run triple for Walker Buchanan. Both his three baggers this season have come here in Fond du Lac. So an RBI single from Landon Gaz for the Rats to cut it to a one-run deficit. 3-1 delivery skied in the air to right. Coming in on it, Orlando Lordoy to make the catch for the first out. Six straight batters retired for Willingham, and it brings up the designated hitter, Aiden Jolly. Here's the infield fly rule in effect the last time Jolly was up, popped out over near the first baseman Landon Gaz with runners on first and second, but the ball wasn't caught. Out of the windup, Willingham's first pitch to him. Fastball missing down at the ankles for ball one. Wisconsin Rapids, just like in Fondy's four-run inning, sending eight to the plate in the top of the third. A fastball rolled over on the ground to third, charging into Gotti to field it cleanly. Gathers and throws to first in time. Two up, two down again for Willingham, and it brings up the left-handed hitting first baseman, Caden Shapiro. Shapiro, an RBI double back in the first inning. Later scored. Shapiro, his fifth double of the season. We'll look to jumpstart this Dock Spider offense. Two down and nobody aboard. First pitch from Willingham misses outside for ball one. We get to the end of this Northwoods League season. Got to appreciate nights like these. 1-0 fastball catches the top of the zone for a called strike. Appreciate it. You love it. It's beautiful. The sun is shining. Not a cloud in the sky. Even a nice breeze out here in the away media space, similar to Green Bay. Get to sit outside amongst the masses and enjoy the ball game. Count now 2-1 on Shapiro, the Princeton product, a .259 hitter on the season. Playing in his 56th ball game here with Fond du Lac. 2-1, this is low and away for ball three. One round tripper on the season. For Shapiro, that came here at home against Green Bay on June 1st. A 6-1 victory for Fond du Lac. A 3-1 from Willingham rolled over on the ground at first. It stays in fair territory and is gloved by Landon Gaz. He will take it to the first base bag in time to retire the side. Another 1-2-3 inning for Noah Willingham. The Rafters lead it by one, or I should say trail by one. They look to lead it by one. When we return for the top of the fourth inning, a third of the way home here in Fond du Lac, it is 4-3 Dock Spiders right here on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
.912 for the Raptors here in the top of the fourth inning from Harebaker Field in Fond du Lac on WFHR. Andy Ockham returning to you for locally grown radio. Four runs, four hits, and an error for Fond du Lac. Three runs on three hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. Tommy Gulbranson leading off the inning, the shortstop, 0-for-1 in the ballgame. First pitch from Brandon Brust. Curveball that's in there for a called strike. Gulbranson, an inning-ending 5-4 fielder's choice, back in the top of inning two. A one off-speed delivery bounced in to even the count. Seven runs between the two clubs. Getting four in the bottom of the first and three in the top of the third. The 1-1. Fastball drifted foul in the air down the right field line, heading out onto the concourse. Gulbranson, the beer batter of the night here in Fond du Lac. The final time this season the Rats will have to deal with someone being elected as the beer batter. Here on opening day, it was Alex Brody, Rafter right fielder. 1-2, sharply hit grounder to short on a breaking ball out of the hand of Brust. Fielded on a backhand by Drew Berrigan. He will throw to first in time for the first out of the inning. Aiden Teal 0-for-2 in the ballgame. We're back to the top of the Rafter card for the third time this evening. Teal popped out to short back in the third. Again, the ballgame with a ground out to the second baseman, Drew Howard, in the first. Right-hander Brust set, first delivery. Curveball on the outside corner, called a strike. Line finalized for Jace Midbaum, the starter tonight for Fond du Lac. 2 1/3, three hits, three earned runs, four walks, and a strikeout on 63 pitches. The 0-1 off the end of the bat, rolled on the ground to third. Glove cleanly by the third baseman Angel. His throw to first skips over the glove of Shapiro. Teal will take second on that throw, getting away. Let's see how it is scored. Should go down as an E5. Either way, the Rafters get a runner in scoring position with one down for Jorge Degatti. Degatti's reached in his two trips to the plate tonight, singled in the first, drew a four-pitch walk, and scored an inning ago. A righty-on-righty battle here for Brandon Brust. It's his first pitch to Jorge. Another swinging bunt down the third baseline. Gloved by Angel, who'll try it again. And the play is made. 5-3 put out of Degatti is the second out of the frame. Advancing to third is Aiden Teal. Orlando Lordoy, similar to Degatti, on base in both of his plate appearances tonight, reached on a catcher's interference back in the first, drew a four-pitch walk, and scored a frame ago. Game-tying run for Wisconsin Rapids, just 90 feet away with two down. First pitch to Lordoy. It's a tight slider from Bruss that's on the outer half for a called strike. Probable starters the rest of the way, Noah Marschke. The left-hander committed to Madison College is slated to throw tomorrow night in the series opener with Green Bay. Back to the off-speed there for Bruss. That 0-2 catches the outer edge to make it nothing and two. Should say the 0-1 delivery that was. Then on Saturday to close out the season, how cool is this? Tristan Krusenberry, a Raptor right-hander who got the start right here at Hare Baker Field on opening day on May 27th. Count 1-2 on Lordoy. That fastball missed up and away. Great way to bookend the season. I've been trying to map that out for a couple weeks now. 1-2 hit high in the air, deep to right field. Back out in front of the track, though, is Strickler to make the catch and retire this side. Lordoy gave that one a good ride, but the park holds it in. Brandon Brust faces one over the minimum here in the fourth inning. One left on the bags, another error defensively for Fond du Lac, but it doesn't come back to bite them. We head to the home half of the fourth inning right here from Hare Baker Field. 4-3 Dock Spiders on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom four here in Fond du Lac. It is the Dock Spiders 4 and the Raptors 3 on WFHR, locally grown radio. Indy Ockham returning to here for game 68 of the summer. Noah Willingham back on the hill for Wisconsin Rapids in this inning. First pitch swing is Tyler Stack, and he lines a base hit into left field. Wide turnaround first for the Dock Spider catcher. He'll retreat back to the bag. It is the fifth hit of the night for the host. Two for two in the ballgame is Stack, and it brings up the left fielder and former Raptor, Gus Walker. Three runs on four hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. Four runs now on five hits and two errors for Fondy. Walker and RBI ground out to the second baseman, Dalton Fiveash, back in the first inning. Walker showing bunt on the first pitch, pulls back as that delivery misses downstairs for ball one. All four Dock Spider runs in the bottom of the first, all three Raptor runs in the top of the third. Willingham peers in, comes set, working on the first base side of the rubber. 1-0, Walker makes contact on that bunt, but it is fouled straight back. Raptor right-hander in his second outing with the team. From clubhouse intern to right-hander on the staff to close out the season. Wisconsin Rapids, the roster thinning by the day. Had 20 on the bus today and entered the day with 24 active on the roster. Kyler McIntosh played his final game as a Raptor last night. Same to be said for Christian Webb and Kelly Crumpton. So two Raptors not on the trip here today. Nick Perry staying back in Wisconsin Rapids prior to the weekend series with Green Bay as the 1-1 delivery to Walker fouled in the air down the left field line to make it 1-2. Count sits at a ball and two strikes. Willingham comes set, getting the signs from Cashel Duggar and comes set. The 1-2. Walker again fouling it away down the third base side out of play. Wisconsin Rapids thus far leaving five on the bases, just one left on for Fondi. That's because Noah Willingham has gone three up, three down in the last two frames that he's tossed. All that damage, including hits as well, coming in the first. Prior to that base hit, had set down the last eight he had faced. So the 1-2 misses upstairs on a fastball to even the count at 2-2. Regardless of what happens the final three games, Wisconsin Rapids will finish above 500 here in the second half. They win tonight, it would be their 20th win of half number two. 2-2 in the air, right off the hands on the left side of the infield, right in front of the third base bag is Jorge Degatti to make the catch for the first out. Colton Angel, the right-handed hitting third baseman, will climb in. Lined out to the second baseman, Dalton Fiveash, to retire the side back in the first. Native of Oshkosh, Wisconsin, is 2-for-10, now in four games played in as a Dock Spider this summer. Willingham a chance to get out of the frame on one pitch. First delivery is blooped to right field, and a duck snort knock will fall right in front of Lordoy for a base hit. Staying put at second is Tyler Stack. Two are aboard with one down here in the bottom of the fourth inning, and the batter is Drew Howard. Raptor fans, your place to stay this summer in the Rapids area is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay. Bring your cats, bring your dogs, bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. The ninth spot here in the Fond du Lac order. Howard, a strikeout victim of Willingham, to lead off the second inning. Swinging away at the first pitch and deposits a base hit on a line into right center field. Stack will score. To third is Angel. Dock Spiders have the lead by two runs. It is 5-3. Bottom half of the Fond du Lac order coming through here in the fourth inning, and it's back to the top of the card for the third time. Preston not climbing in. Not 1-for-2 in the ball game. Began the contest offensively for Fond du Lac with a double and scored back in the first. His last time up popped out to Jorge Degatti at third base back in the top of the second. It's a bottom two. So accustomed to the Raptors being at home. Got to keep a counter on how many times I've gotten faked out by myself on what half inning it is. It's the first pitch to the left-handed hitting knot. Misses low and away for ball one. Last time these teams were here, the Raptors had a couple of Knott's College teammates, Trent Lyolis and Owen McElfetrick, on the team. McElfetrick homered as Willingham steps off the back of the rubber, and they have the runner on first in a pickle, that being Drew Howard, now cutting for the plate, and the throw there to try and get Angel is in time. To second goes Howard. Fond du Lac trying to get their sixth run on the ball game on some trickery on the bases. Wisconsin Rapids sniffing that one out, and there are two down in the frame. Is a running and runner in scoring position for Knott right now. The Arlington, Texas native. The 2024 season. Played in 48 games with those Wildcats as a 1-0 breaking ball misses down in the dirt. Smaller built for Knott, 5'8", 185, prior to his time at Northwestern, playing at Northern Oklahoma College. A 276 hitter and 152 at-bats this past spring. 2-0 pitch missing outside for ball three. Got on base at a 406 clip. Slugged 454. Had 6 homers and 20 runs driven in. 9 of his 42 hits were doubles. 3 balls, no strikes, the count. Fond du Lac leads at 5-3 here in the 4th inning. The next delivery from Willingham. This is downstairs for ball 4. Back pick to second to try and get Howard is not in time. Not aboard for the second time in the ballgame and extends the inning for Drew Berrigan. Runners in scoring position. And 2 out for Drew Berrigan on the season, hitting 352 in 54 at-bats. And the ballgame has an RBI double back in the first and scored. Last time up a ground out to the second baseman, Dalton Fiveash, to retire the side back in the second inning. First pitch to Berrigan in there for a called strike. Berrigan from the right side in search of his second hit of the ball game. A 1, hard hit foul on the ground down the third baseline. Count now nothing at 2. Wisconsin Rapids will send 4-5-6 to the plate in the top of the fifth inning. Walker Buchanan, Cashel Duggar, and Landon Gads. The 0-2. High fastball rolled over on the ground to third. Jorge Degatti will glove it and in stride take it to the bag himself to retire this side over at third base. Another run added here for Fond du Lac on an RBI single off the bat of Drew Howard. Here in the fourth, we are through 4 at Hare Baker Field. It is the Spiders 5 and the Rats 3 right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh.
So
do win.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through 4 generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter, then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Walker Buchanan to lead off the top of the fifth inning from Hare Baker Field. Your score being the Dock Spiders 5 and the Rafters 3 on locally grown radio. Andy Ockham returning to you here for yet another Rafter ball game this summer. First pitch from Brandon Brust. Breaking ball right down the heart of the plate for a called strike. Buchanan 1-for-2 today. Last time up, a 2-run triple later scored. And that 3-run top of the third for Wisconsin Rapids. Brust His 0-1 off-speed delivery missing down in the dirt to even the count. Buchanan extending his hitting streak to 6 games. And in that 6-game hitting streak, he's driven in 12 runs. Russ down to the stretch, the 1-1. Fastball in the air, tailing foul down the first baseline, and it will end up in the stands. Another run brought home the bottom half of the fourth inning for Fond du Lac. RBI single for Drew Howard. 1-2 rolled over on the ground to third. That one backs up Angel and eats him up, getting by his glove into left field. We will see how it scored either way. Walker Buchanan aboard for the second time in the ballgame. The Raptors have a leadoff base runner here in the fifth. Cashel Duggar aboard his 2 plate appearances in the ballgame. Will go down as a base hit for Buchanan. Duggar drew a 4-pitch walk in the second, hit by a pitch in the third. First pitch to him. Fastball missing low for ball one. Buchanan leading off first, being held on by Shapiro. The 1-0 curveball misses downstairs as well for ball two on the Castle Pines, Colorado native. Duggar, a consistent figure in this Raptor lineup, was a great catching tandem as well with Jack Matthew when Jack was a part of the squad. 2-0 slider right down the heart of the plate for a called strike. Ever since Jack Matthew left and signed his professional contract with the San Diego Padres in the middle of July, it has been Cashel's position pretty much every day. And for quite a while, there were just 2 catchers on the roster, him and Gabe Casso. The 2-1 fastball misses up and away for ball three. Adding Christian Webb out of the All-Star break just gave more depth to that catching room. Cashel able to get a couple more days off because of it. 3-1. Back to the curveball, and it misses upstairs for ball four. Another walk drawn by Cashel Duggar. He's now on for the third time in the ballgame, and the batter is Landon Gaz. Gaz 1-for-2, a huge RBI single for the Raptor first baseman back in the third inning. Bottom half of the Raptor order, third time around, as we sit here in the top of the fifth inning. Rust, his first sign of danger out of the bullpen for Fond du Lac today. First pitch fastball to Gasmus is low and away for ball one. Entered the ball game in the third inning, the spot of Doc Spider starter Jace Mittbon. Collected 2 straight outs to get out of the side with a couple left on base. 1-0, rolled over foul on the ground down the third base line. Then faced 1 over the minimum in the fourth. Aiden Teal reached with 1 out on an error from the third baseman Colton Angel, but he was left on the bags. 1-1 the count, peering into stack, and coming set is Brust. Here it comes. That one runs up and hits Gaz. Bases are loaded with nobody out here in the fifth inning. A big spot for Dalton Fiveash here. Fiveash 0-for-2 in the ballgame, struck out swinging in the second, flew out to center field in the third. He's played on that right side of the Raptor infield in his entire time with the team, whether at first or second base. Russ set, first base side of the rubber. First pitch breaking ball misses low and inside for ball one on Fiveash. Buchanan on third, Duggar on second, Gaz on first. It'll be up to the bottom third of the Raptor order to come through and produce to either tie and or give the lead back to the visitors. The 1-0. This is up and away, 2 balls, no strikes, the count. Now where to put Fiveash? Doc Spiders lead it by 2 in the final meeting between the clubs this summer. It was breaking ball on the 2-0 pitch, and it misses up and away for ball three. No action yet in the Doc Spider bullpen. There was a left-hander up and stretching, though. The 3-0 delivery misses up for ball four. 4-pitch walk to Dalton Fiveash. A run comes in to score, and it is 5-4 Dock Spiders with nobody out here in the top of the fifth inning. Gabe Casso 0-for-1 in his two plate appearances today. Drew a 7-pitch walk back in the second. Ended that third inning against Brust with a flyout to the